guys. I'm very excited for another episode of Show About Science. This is your host, Nate. And today we are going to be talking about sloths. And it may be a bit of a slower episode than you're used to. So stay tuned. So, Nadia, can you introduce yourself?
Sure, Nate. I'm Nadia Moraes Barros. I am a researcher at CBU, the Research Center in Biodiversity and Genetic Resources. And I am also the deputy chair of the IUCN Anteater, Sloths, and Armadillo Specialist Group.
How did you get interested in sloths?
Well, I am fascinated in understanding the evolutionary history of sloths because they are very ancient mammals, because they appeared many, many years ago in where today is the South America. And because they are so different from the other animals. But I am not only interested in the evolution and how different species of sloths appear. I am very interested in understand how the environmental changes affect populations. And most importantly, how can we use this knowledge to identify populations that are threatened with extinction and thereby use it to help save the sloth species.
So I've got a question.
Yeah.
I heard a few days ago that sloths have algae growing on their back. Is that true?
Yeah. They actually have algae and some other organisms in their fur. And that's because they live in the forest. And the forest where they live in the tropical regions are very moist. And it is the best environment for the algae.
I also heard that three-toed sloths are the slowest animal in the world.
Yes, they are. They are very, very slow. And it has to do with their diet, which is very poor. The three-toed sloths, they feed exclusively on leaves. And leaves are not the best food considering nutrients and energy. So because their diet is very poor, the sloths' digestion is very slow and they need to save energy. That's why they move so slowly.
So how do sloths survive eating only plants?
Well, they are adapted to live eating only leaves. They have a very complex stomach. It's divided in different compartments, and it helps to absorb all the nutrients the sloths need from the leaves.
So, why is the two-toed sloth third slowest animal in the world, while three-toed sloths are the slowest animal in the world? Why is there a difference in speed?
Okay. Well, the three-toed sloths and the two-toed sloths are a very, very different group of species. The two-toed sloths, they have only two claws in the forearms. And three-toed sloths, as the name says, they have three. The two-toed sloths, they are a little bit bigger than the three-toed sloths. They eat not only leaves, but also flowers and sometimes eggs and some other very small animals. So their diet is not so poor, and because of that, they are not so slow.
So, Nadia, do you have any advice for something I call the sloth game? This is what it does. It features three-toed sloths, two-toed sloths, and a made-up 10-toed sloth. And if it's a 10-toed, then my mom and dad discover the 10-toed sloth, and it goes on the news everywhere.
Oh, wow.
But before that happens, they tell the scientists, and the scientists tell the news. And then my mom just, or dad, just makes up a news channel. And then they just start saying stuff about the 10-toed sloth. And that's my sloth game.
So you are a 10-toed amazing new sloth species, are you, Nate?
Yes.
Oh, great. Are you lazy?
Not always, but sometimes I can be.
Sometimes, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know that the three-toed sloths, they start moving only when the sun it's up in the sky, and it's about 10 a.m. in the morning, especially when it's raining a lot. Yeah, I know it because when I go into the forest looking for a sloth, I need to wait until almost probably 10 a.m. so the sloth starts moving and I can observe them. So in that way, you could be a new sloth species.
Yep.
So I will name you the 10-toed species. So let's call you Bradypus natius.
Gloriosanitius. It sounds like a great name for a sloth.
Does it sound good for you?
I love it.
So, great, Nate.
Do you have any tips for finding sloths in the forest?
Yeah, well, sloths are very difficult to observe in nature because they live in the canopy, and because of the algae, they got a very greenish color, and we cannot distinguish the color of the sloth and the leaves. But still, if you have patience and stay there for long, and you look up into the canopy of the trees, and if you look for the smaller trees, you can find a sloth. And if you go to a zoo, maybe you can see a two-toed sloth. There are several different zoos that can keep in very good conditions and very healthy conditions two-toed sloths. Unfortunately, for the three-toed sloths, it's not possible to keep them in captivity.
Thank you for being on the show, Nadia.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Dad, you can slowly shut the recording.